T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seaton's top local story now. Millions of ballots are being mailed out to voters around the state today. Election officials vowing to keep the process secure and pledging to investigate any allegation of voter fraud. KNX 1070's John Baird working this story. He's live for us in Santa Ana with more.
Election day is coming up fast. Only 29 days from now, and trucks were loading up pallets filled with ballots.
We're live, folks. The election is underway.
Secretary of State Alex Padilla.
This year, we've chosen to send a vote-by-mail ballot to every active registered voter in the state of California.
That's more than 21 million ballots, including 1.7 in Orange County alone, but authorities also pledged to protect the integrity of the system.
We're not going to tolerate intimidation. We're not going to tolerate rule-breaking in the vote centers.
Reporting live in Santa Ana, John Baird, KNX 1070. News Radio.
A judge has issued a bench warrant for a woman that witnesses recorded making a racist rant last month against a woman working at a Torrance mall.
She is charged with verbally assaulting a woman who worked as a custodian at the Del Amo Mall. Lena Hernandez is the defendant's name, accused of this anti-Asian rant that was recorded on video, also of assaulting a woman who tried to stop it. In Torrance court for arraignment, Lena Hernandez was a no-show.
She did not contact the court or have a representative such as an attorney. Contact the court. The court has issued a bench warrant. It has issued a bail amount of $20,000.
Attorney Sandy Lynn Rojas speaking with KNX, along with the victim in this case, Casey Lynn Salmonell.
It shows her true character. For her not to show up, she's full of disrespect.
The defendant, Lena Hernandez, was investigated for similar events and rants at a park in Torrance back in June, but was not charged in that incident. At the Torrance courthouse, Craig Figner, KNX 1070.
Some L.A. city leaders and a local congressman now calling on the U.S. government to do something to stop what they're calling Azerbaijan's unprovoked invasion of a disputed region run by Armenian forces. Burbank Democrat Adam Schiff says he introduced a resolution in the House calling on the U.S. to force Azerbaijan to stop.
Demanding the installation of peacefire monitoring equipment along the line of contact and telling Turkey's Erdogan to back off. To stop recruiting foreign fighters from Syria.
The conflict began late last month. Armenia accuses Azerbaijan of firing missiles into the capital. The conflict led to protests here in Los Angeles over the weekend, with many Armenian Americans hitting the streets in protest, some even walking onto the 101 freeway. Deadly wildfires in California have now set a record, with more than 4 million acres burned in a single year. That's double the previous record of 1.6 million acres set just a couple years ago in 2018. Cal Fire Chief Tom Porter telling CBS News 60 Minutes, things seem to be getting worse every year.
Career fires are happening every single year. Right now, today, there are 10 fires in California that are 100,000 acres plus. And one that's 850,000 acres plus.
So far this year, more than 8,200 wildfires have killed 31 people in California and destroyed more than 8,400 buildings. The August complex fire, which started out as 37 different fires, surpassed 1 million acres today, by far the largest in recorded state history, and it is still burning. Newport Beach has set up a 24/7 phone line. This is for residents to lodge complaints about people staying at Airbnbs and other short-term rental units. City spokesman John Pope tells KNX that the aim is to tackle problems ranging from trash to parking to loud parties.
So this answering service would immediately contact a property owner or designee who can address the problem immediately. And if it doesn't work, we have backup mechanisms in place, but we want to give the property owners a chance to help resolve these situations.
The city has tightened regulations on short-term rentals while saying they are vital, of course, to the local economy. There are new limits on the number of people inside rentals, and operators must have plans for responding to unruly guests. Traffic is now flowing over the new Gerald Desmond Bridge, which opened this morning in Long Beach. Mario Cordero is executive director for the port. He says the six-lane cable-stayed bridge is a critical component of the state's and the nation's infrastructure.
15% of the nation's import cargo comes over this bridge. There's not a congressional district in the United States that doesn't receive a container that comes over this bridge.
The nearly two-mile-long bridge project started 7 years ago, costing nearly $1.5 billion, which also includes the eventual demolition of the old Gerald Desmond Bridge. City of West Hollywood canceling today's city council meeting due to a technical glitch. A city spokeswoman says right now they're unable to live stream the virtual meeting, making it hard to accommodate public participation. The items on the agenda, none of which are urgent, will be postponed to the next council meeting in 2 weeks.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.